the question has been asked, is there or was there salvation under the Old Testament? Was it possible for the people under the periods of patriarchy and under the law of Moses to be saved? The people under the Old Testament periods were saved in a practical sense, but in a real sense or in an ultimate sense, their salvation also depended upon the blood of Jesus being shed on the cross of Calvary. Now, I have no problem with people saying that people under the Old Testament period were saved. The Bible uses this kind of language in the Old Testament. For example, Isaiah 12, 2 and 3, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." In Leviticus chapters 14 through 16, atonement is made, and that atonement is called a sin offering for the people. But this sin offering took care of their sins only for a year, and then God remembered their sins again. So these people in the Old Testament really had to look forward to Jesus and the blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary to actually have forgiveness. Now think about what Paul said, or what the Hebrews writer said in Hebrews 9:22. "And for this cause he is the mediator of a new testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." Notice that Jesus died on the cross, but by means of that death, he redeemed the people of their transgressions that were under the first testament. In verse 22 of Hebrews 9, the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And in Hebrews 10 and 4, the Bible says that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sins. So without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But the blood of bulls and goats, as they had under the Old Testament system, could not take away sins. So yes, when those people did the right thing in the Old Testament, when they did the right thing, lived righteously before God, their sins were forgiven in a sense. But they were not actually and literally forgiven until Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary.